Welcome to The Loaded Goat. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
Today, we have the introduction of a couple of characters that really are only in a few episodes, but make their mark. I'm talking
one hit wonders. We'll call it they're like Semisonic, the band that did Closing Time.
I'd even say they're a cut above Semisonic. I'm talking, of course, about the Fun Girls.
All right.
Yeah. What'd you think of this episode? This week we are doing Barney Tries to Mend a Broken Heart.
I thought it was a great episode. I enjoyed it. It's fun. It's good Barney.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like my comments are getting so simple. It's either good Barney or good Opie, but it's good Barney.
Well, I mean, we're in this stage where the show is hitting. It's really putting out some of its best stuff. And I misspoke on the title. It's actually Barney Mends a Broken Heart. Any big thoughts before we dive in?
No, I'm going to do a piece by piece on this.
Okay. All right. Well, this episode first aired on November 5th, 1962. We open with Andy going over to Peggy's for a date, and he is greeted by another man, an old friend of Peggy's named Don.
A nightmare. This is a nightmare scenario. Has this ever happened to you?
No. You?
No, of course not. But I feel like I've been the friend Don before.
I can see that. I can see that. I there have been times I have gone over, I mean, years ago, where I've gone over to go on a date with somebody or hang out with somebody, and there's been a bunch of friends and maybe a guy, but it wasn't any sort of situation where I felt so empowered as Andy did as to when Don goes to get another sandwich, and Andy's like, all right, let's go. And when she just says she can't go, he just storms off. I've never been in that sort of situation.
No, there were two things that I thought of. So first of all, do you think it's short for Don Juan? Do you think that was intentional?
No, I think Don is just a very just generic name.
All right. And then the other one, there's a Seinfeld of this, right? Where George or Jerry, but they're dating and a girl is outsourcing different parts of the relationship to different people.
That is, I'd forgotten about that. Yes. And then there's a couple of scenarios on that. There's the one where George is dating the girl with the male roommate who looks basically like George. And yes. Then there's the other time where it's maybe the first episode of the series where Jerry, a woman is saying, yeah, Jerry, can I stay with you? And Jerry's like, what does all this mean? And they sit down and she's like, do you have any wine? And they're talking and she gets on the phone with somebody and then hangs up. She goes, never get engaged. And so that's like, he's kind of like, oh, wait, I see.
And the other one, I think this is also the one where like she hasn't shared the tractor experience, the tractor incident.
Oh, the tractor story is, well, there's, oh yeah, where she calls up her friend, I can't remember what his name is, and Jerry's trying to play him off. He's like, hey, so how's it going? And I'm, you know, because he can't, because he's got it mixed up with someone else. There's like Ray or something like that. But then, yeah, like the track, she says, I still haven't told him about the tractor story, which... The tractor story is that she got gonorrhea riding on a tractor, which I think was, she was a very naive person, I think, is what I take away from all of it, right?
Yeah, man, we've taken a turn away from Mayberry here, haven't we?
Well, here's the question. Did you think one of the Fun Girls got gonorrhea riding on a tractor, could have gotten gonorrhea riding on a tractor? We should cut this all day. We should cut this completely because this is not loaded goat material.
It is not.
Yeah, but we'll say we'll leave it with Ray doing the voice. So at the jail, Barney Andy tells Barney what happened, and Barney then sits next to Andy and offers his shoulder to cry. I'm doing something that has kind of become a famous thing on the show where he taps his shoulder and says, there it is, like if you wanted to lean on it and cry on it. Now, I have never cried on anybody's shoulder, really, but not much less if you'd walked up to me and said, Aaron, you're having a bad day, and here's my shoulder. I could never imagine just leaning on your shoulder and crying.
Guy. I've cried on so many shoulders.
Have you cried on shoulders?
Yeah, I've cried on shoulders. First and foremost, my mom's.
Well, that's different. I mean, we're talking about when you're little kids. I mean, Andy's a man, but Andy's pushing 40. I mean, you know, Andy just basically had a misunderstanding over a date. I don't think tears need to flow.
That's true. But Barney runs hot.
Barney does run hot, and he says talking it out is therapeutic. Not therapeutic,
Therapeutic. It's a, let's see here. It's like the combination. It's like the Animorph version of a Theragun is a Therapet.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like a Therapet. I think Barney just is kind of a, I think he just gets his words mispronounced.
Okay, that too.
Yeah, so Andy grabs his magazine. He starts to leave to go home. And Barney says he's here if he needs to talk. Andy just is like, okay, and he leaves. And Barney calls Thelma Lou with a plan to help Andy find another woman, which is pretty rash decision. But at the Taylor house, Opie asks Andy if he got stood up, and Aunt B then comes out and tries to find out if Andy got stood up. This is a lot of drama over just a real misunderstanding. Andy might have just done better just to have stayed on this date with Peggy and hung out with Don for a bit, and then they could have gone out.
Yeah, which is also like the last thing in the world you want to do of like, if you did get stood up, go and have to explain to your aunt and to your son.
Yeah.
Then just patronize you.
Yeah. Andy then goes upstairs and the doorbell rings. He answers the door and in comes Barney in his salt and pepper suit with Thelma Lou and her friend Lydia Crosthwaite. And they sit on the couch and Lydia doesn't say anything for a while. I mean, she's really the most boring person. And Barney
says, very stiff. Very stiff.
And Barney says, well, you two will hit it off. You both like the outdoors. And Lydia says she hates the outdoors because when she goes outside, she gets the herpes. She also, turns out she also hates to go. I don't even know what that means. I mean, I guess
I somehow missed that line.
I guess she somehow gets sun blisters. I don't think she gets, you know, and there's obviously different variations of herpes. It's not just the STDs. I mean, you can get fever and blisters and all kinds of things. So she also says she hates the guitar. And Andy wants her out of the house. And Barney tries to get them to hold hands. And he then tries to
leave. That was smooth. I did like that play. Barney going behind, grabbing Andy's arm, puts his
That was like straight out of the fifth grade. I mean, yeah. That really was not smooth. I mean,
everything about this is straight out of the fifth grade.
That's true. So Barney then tries to leave with Thelma Lou. So Andy and Lydia can have a chit chat, but Lydia hates to have a chit. Lydia hates to chit chat. She likes to
connect with her on this piece.
I agree with her too, but you know, you typically don't say, I hate to chit chat. I'll have a normal conversation, but I hate chit chat.
Yeah, I only get deep.
Yeah, which there are people who will do that. Lydia is played by Josie Lloyd, who played Mayor Pike's daughter with the terrible singing voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. The three leave and we go to commercial. When we come back from break, Barney is sitting at the sheriff's office later that evening. I mean, you're kind of wondering how long is this evening going on? I mean, there's been a lot that's happened already in this evening. And so he calls a woman named Skippy, a waitress he met at the Tip Top Cafe, and he arranges a double date with her friend Daphne. And then back at Andy's, Barney convinces Andy to go to the Tip Top Cafe by saying the owner of the Tip Top Cafe may be selling liquor illegally. Now, this is silly because they have no jurisdiction at all in Mount Pilot.
But that would also get me to go to the like, if there's some small diner, like you have a Denny's, and like, yeah, and you give them an extra 20, you can get a martini, and they'll bring it out with your hash browns. That's an experience that I would go to. So maybe they were more just intrigued by that lifestyle.
I doubt it. I think this is just something where they're like, just suspend disbelief for a second. So they're at the cafe and Andy is ready to leave. And in comes Skippy and Daphne, who will later be named in future episodes as the Fun Girls.
Daphne sounds like my voice does.
Oh, yeah. And that's what she's going for. And
just like 50 years of smoking in a 30-year-old.
Well, then in future episodes, her big catch line is, hello, doll. That's what she'll say. She'll rub her shoulder up against you. That's her move.
I got a Frenchie vibe of her from Greece.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe Stockard Channing was, or actually Stockard Channing wasn't Frenchie. Who was Frenchie in Greece?
I don't know who Frenchie, she was the beauty school dropout.
Right. Maybe
I don't know who her actress was. Who she was.
Maybe she's channeling Daphne. So they're trying to figure out what to do next. I mean, they're offering, like, let's go dancing. Let's go to the Gigolo Club. Let's go to a pizza joint where they sell beer.
What is the Gigolo Club?
I think it's just basically some sort of dancing club. I don't think it's a club where rich women come in and are taken for a ride by some young strapping freeloading.
So man. I wasn't thinking it was that. I was thinking it was like a Rob Schneider fan club.
Like the loose. Yeah. So like you got a bunch of Deuce Bigelows hanging out there. Okay. So basically Andy and Barney don't want to do any of this. And Daphne rips into Skippy for pulling her away from the TV to watch a George Raft movie to hang out with a couple of squares. And Andy interrupts them and explains what happened is a misunderstanding. And seeing that Andy's a gentleman, Daphne cozies up to him. Joyce Jameson plays Skippy and Gene Carson plays Daphne. But in walks Al, who's a big guy who fancies Daphne. And he's played by Michael Ross and is notable. He's really notable for his size. He goes after Barney, and when Andy intervenes, he hits Andy, and Barney says, "Don't look, girls," as we fade out. This is a very rare early second commercial before we go to the monologue. The epilogue. The epilogue usually comes in after about 22 minutes into the show. This is coming in at 19 minutes.
Oh, really? Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Because this was a longer episode, wasn't it?
It was about the same pace.
I thought it was just like 25 minutes, and then another one I watched at the same time was 20, like 21. So it's a four-minute difference.
I think they generally were on 24, 25, all of them.
Okay.
So back at the jail, Barney walks in, and Andy is sitting with his back turned to him, staring at the map. Barney apologizes. Andy turns around and has a black eye and a deathly glare.
That's a straight-up shiner.
Yeah, yeah. He tells Barney to stop trying to solve his problems because he really screws everything up when he does. And then he tells him for the first time, "You beat everything. You know that?"
You know, this isn't, there's not a lick of humor in Andy's voice. He's defeated here.
And he's frustrated and he's irritated. I mean, Barney's kind of pushed things too far, but then again, you know, when you're in a bad situation, don't let Barney Fife talk you into going out on the town.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Peggy comes in and she's a little salty when she hands Barney a report with the school vaccination records. And
is this COVID vaccinations?
I think this is more like tetanus shots, polio, things like that.
Boosters.
Yeah. He turns around. When Andy turns around, she sees his eye, and basically she just kind of melts. They both apologize for what happened, and they hug. And Barney says, "See, this is what I had planned all along."
Good line.
Good line. We go to the end. So this is a good episode where Barney is causing craziness, and we get some new fun, quirky characters that, you know, are pop up throughout the series, but aren't regulars, but are always, you know, have become the fun girls are well known throughout Andy Griffith fans. I mean, one of the jokes is sometimes when, you know, when I was living and I was in my 20s in DC, and most of my friends had gotten married and everything, and we would talk about going out, and they would say things sometimes about, you know, like, "Oh, you're just, you know, you're looking at women who won't settle down, aren't ready to settle down," and things like that. I'm like, what do you think I'm doing? Do you think I'm dating the fun girls? I mean, you know, is what I would say. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you, at Mayberry Days, do you think you and I could go as the fun girls?
We need to really figure out what was going on. But I mean, I feel like that might not, we might not, there might be somebody who's already taken up the fun girls who is a better fit for the fun girls.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah. So how many whistles would you give this?
I'd give this one a 6. You know, it's good, Barney. It comes around. Andy gets beat up a little bit, which I'm not a huge fan of, but it's a new storyline, which I like.
Yeah. I liked it too. I'd give it about 6.
6 yeah. up.
There's a better, there's there, and there are better fun girls episodes down the road.
Okay. Well, I look forward to it.
So any final thoughts?
No. Thanks for having me here today.
Thanks for being here. So thanks for listening. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast. And if you think about it, subscribe. Up next is Lawman Barney. And until then, Christopher, you need to talk. It's therapeutic.